And no vest on them. They, I don't know where it come from, but they wasn't nothing like that back then. The cows, they eat wild onions and all that stuff. And in the pasture, they didn't have nothing that much to, from to eat on. They got a Bermuda grass. There's two or three kinds of Bermuda grass. But they planted Johnson grass back them days for, to make feed out of. But there wasn't no grass at all. We lived in the country. We just went to the woods and got a brush broom and swept a little bit in the front. The frost got all these weeds and things. They didn't do no planting. There wasn't no lawnmowers. I plowed oxen and mules back in them days. There wasn't no, even no tractors or nothing. There's here a while back, I tried to get a buy a tractor. Couldn't buy one. Said I'd buy well look for gold. And then, now they send all the plow points down to South Georgia. They throw them away. They don't even sharpen them. My grandfather and them, they take the plows and things. They sharpen them back. They don't do that no more now. See, and all, and your mills down here, it had a pulley in there, it was 4 stories high. It was about 4 foot wide, had a belt. It pulled that whole cotton mill. And the man had to put it on with, put the belts on that pulley up there. He had to use a, something to protect his hand here, to put that belt on. They run that thing for belts now. They run that thing for motors and things. They don't use no belts or nothing. Now that's the way they had two steam engines, and when they had a race coming, they built it out of logs on that creek down there. And they, when that water had a water, whatever you call it, water wheel, and they, when that water ran, had a race coming down to there. And he'd pull that water wheel. When that run out, it's hooked them steam engines on there. And that's where the cotton mill, and I had a whistle down there on that. They burned coal back in. My brother used to haul coal for them down there. And that's the way the thing worked back in them days.
Did you work there at the mill?
I worked there 5 years. The boss man bragged on me. I wasn't much but a kid. I ought to have been in school. But
how old were you?
I was a young boy. I ought to have been in school until you got. Tuesday, they passed a law. People wouldn't send the kids to school when they were just little. I was glad they passed that law because the kids were not picking cotton and all that stuff, not giving them education and nothing. Because Congress, they passed a law. If you didn't, you'd be. Find you for it. That was the best thing you ever done in your life to do that.
So I bet it was hard work working there as a kid, huh?
Well, people did. You need it. Everybody needs education to make it for his family before you teach them. You can't teach them if you ain't got an education. You couldn't teach them, you wouldn't know how to go about it. You can't even. It's a job. If you learn to be a cook, you got to have a good education and can and all that. If you don't, you wouldn't know how to do it.
Did you make friends with some of the other kids that was working there?
Lord, yeah, I used to know everybody down there. I don't know a soul now. That's the way they run that thing down there. I made 25 cents an hour, and I drank the first coffee. I drank a whole coffee I could drink at night.
No.
But I felt like a logger rolled over me. I never did get used to night work. I worked at Morgan Ball and I asked them for, I said, y'all ever get used to night work? He said, Jacob, I'm telling you, they change them every month. And I said, I'm telling you the God's truth. He says, we won't never get used to it. You know, and you don't. Night work is made to sleep.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do and everything. If you don't get plenty of sleep, you don't feel good the next day. You feel like you're nearly dead.
That's the truth.
You feel like a log.